king of wishful thinking. You're listening to the Make a Difference show with me, Gabby Roslin. Good afternoon to you. I do hope you're well on this Sunday, the 10th of May. Now, we're off to Leeds to speak to Barry Newman. Hello, Barry.
Hi, Gabby. You all right, mate?
Yeah, I am. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm really well, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us.
And thank you. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh no, it's a real pleasure. It's a real honour to chat to you, my lovely. So tell us everything about you.
Well, the reason I'm on is that my little journey of this bit started in 2014. I got a heart failure, which I got from the virus, which basically dilated my heart to just about twice the size it's supposed to be. It was only working at 13%. And just as a glancing look over the table, the cardiologist that diagnosed all this just happened to throw in that I might need a heart transplant. So for a clean living, non-smoking, non-drinking, fit as a fiddle, strong as an ox, and daft as a brush bloke from Wakefield, you're like, no, mate, you must be looking at the wrong thing, yeah? And he won't.
So what happened was,
I was building billboards for my dad's firm on the railway lines. So everything was done by hand, because obviously power lines overhead, all that sort of stuff. I'm digging all these holes for these concrete, foundation things for these girders and that, going up ladders and doing all these silly things. And I kept, within space of a week, I'd gone from being fine to I can't breathe. And the can't breathe bit turned out I was drowning, because my heart wasn't working right. So all the fluid went into my lungs. And I was literally drowning myself, and that's why I went to the hospital, said I can't breathe. As I've found out over the years, that a lot of heart failure people get misdiagnosed, and I was told I've got pneumonia. So my best mate, John Parker, who was right into doing all the hill walk and all that sort of stuff, come on, old cock, we're off at this big hill, I'm going to sweat it out here. So we did, and I did, and I couldn't breathe, and I still needed a heart transplant. So it like that didn't work. So as things went on and on and on, medication, tablets and all this carry on, things were just getting worse and worse. And the chance of a transplant, because my body was so fit, I didn't fit the window, and it's a very slim window. And it's like, wow, this just ain't looking good, this. It got to a stage where that week, I couldn't eat food properly without collapsing in my kitchen, end up in ambulance, end up in ward 19.
Oh my word. Barry, this is
just kept going.
Awful. I'm really sorry that you had to go through this, but I'm really pleased you're here now to tell the tale.
Well, I'm only famous because I'm not dead.
So, bless you. Look, so, you've watched a story on the One Show, and then you found
that's
out.
Life.
That's so incredible. That really is incredible. I'm going to let everybody there know about that, because I work on Morning Live, and it's the same team. I'm going to tell them, because this is incredible. But
so tell them this as well. Then the One Show. I saw the guy in the One Show having this procedure done at Barts, and then 2 weeks before I had the procedure done, I was at a conference in Liverpool with dodgy ticker people, and I saw a girl called Chloe from Oldham, and she saw me in my worst state. I can't say on the radio what words she used, the state I looked in, but you'd spread that sort of stuff on fields. But so she saw me, because I went on One Show. I went on One Show for 100 years at BBC, and she saw me 4 years later, yes, on the One Show, looking like I do now, and it's like, what's happened here? So she rang a friend of ours in Sheffield and said, why ain't Baz dead?
Barry, this is incredible. Also, this week, congratulations on obviously on your Make a Difference award, and quite rightly, because you've been raising so much money. You went to, excuse me, Buckingham Palace.
I did. Baz from Wakefield was at Buckingham Palace in his brand new suit, and there he was with his partner Nikki. And wow, yeah, fabulous.
How was it?
Really, really posh. I can't describe how posh. It was fantastic. When you went through the gates, so you've got the outside bit, London, that we all see from the front. You go through the gates into the garden. I've never been to Narnia, but like walking through the wardrobe, and it was warmer than Narnia. You walk through the gates, and it was just peaceful. You could hear birds singing, and it was just like, wow, where am I? Just where am I? I'm in the King's Back Garden, that's where I am.
Oh, it's fantastic and well-deserved. So tell me about the Heart Cells Foundation then.
The Heart Cells Foundation are the most fabulous little charity that you've never heard of, that you need to hear of, because they need our help to get this fabulous modern-day miracle onto the NHS. They're at the phase 3 stage now, where We know it works because obviously I'm here, Chloe's here, there's 500 patients that have had it done. So we know it works, but now we've got to get through the last phase, which obviously is going to cost a lot of money. So we need to raise lots of money and awareness, because we don't just need the money, we need the patients to fix, to prove that it works. So it's Heart Cells Foundation. My lads just run the London Marathon with another guy, Josh. His stepdad saw Chloe on morning TV, and he had it done last summer. So these two ran the marathon.
Oh,
and
so this far, is amazing. This is absolutely
so far,
amazing.
Their thing on, if you Google Heart Cells Foundation, find Josh and Robert, find their Just Giving page. It's not Just Giving, it's the Heart Cells page. But if you donate, even if you donate £1, it's £12,000 per patient to fix. And so far, they're up to £8,000 between them.
Oh, yay!
So if we can go that extra mile, do you like that?
Yeah,
if we
I like
can
that.
Go that extra
like
mile.
That. This is incredible.
And,
this is incredible.
And get these guys over £12,000. We've saved one person's life.
Barry, it's amazing to speak to you. Thank you for sharing your story. Congratulations on your Make a Difference Awards. Congratulations on going to the Palace. But more than that, thank you for spreading the word and just for joining us today. Now, I know you have chosen a song that really inspires you. Would you like to introduce it, please? DJ Bit, go on.
So the film is Beaches. Beaches is my story, but Heart Cells Foundation changed my ending. You need to watch Beaches to see what this horrible cardiomyopathy disease is. But Bette Midler sang Wind Beneath My Sails. No, it's not. Wind Beneath My Wings. And that's the song I wanted to play because it's fantastic.
Here we go. Thank you so much. So good to speak to you, Barry.